Well, we're back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. L. Korns. So I hope you stick around for the next hour, and of course, stick around every Sunday night, as a matter of fact, from approximately 8 to 10, with some of the finest in mainstream jazz. We're going to continue to highlight the saxophone artistry of James Moody. And now we're going to go way back to 1949, when James Moody toured Europe. And during that tour, he worked his way up into Sweden and cut some tracks on a label called the Metronome label. Those sides were sold to Prestige Records in the United States, released under two LPs, James Moody's Greatest Hits and James Moody Greatest Hits Volume 2. And we have to play one track of I'm in the Mood for Love, written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, because this song followed James Moody all down through his career. It was a classic solo. There were vocalese put to it by Annie Ross, Lambert Hendrickson Ross, King Pleasure, Eddie Jefferson, all sang vocal versions of this solo, which became a classic that James Moody had to play almost everywhere he worked. So let's listen to I'm in the Mood for Love. Yes, that was the classic version of I'm in the Mood for Love, recorded by alto sax man James Moody in Sweden in 1949, and those tracks that he cut in Sweden eventually ended up in the Prestige vault and were released in the United States on the Prestige labels. So what's up next, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from singer Peggy Lee. This is from a Capitol LP entitled Beauty and the Beat. Now, Peggy Lee's career is interesting. She was born in North Dakota, and that's where she began her singing career at one of the local radio stations. From there, she went to a hotel in Fargo, but after a while decided to travel to California and seek her fortune, so to speak. She found out singing gigs were not that easy to find, and when they weren't available, she often worked as a cook or as a waitress, and sometimes even as a carnival barker. And she gradually worked her way back east, and one night she was appearing at the Ambassador East Hotel in Chicago when Benny Goodman's fiance happened to catch her act and was impressed. She brought Benny back the next night, and they decided that Peggy Lee should be the one to replace Helen Forrest, who was going to be leaving the band. Well, she stayed with Benny for a couple years, during which time she fell in love with his guitarist, Dave Barber, and as soon as they were married, they were both out of the band due to Benny's rules on fraternization. At that point in time, she just wanted to settle down and start a family. But after a couple of years, the pressures were too great to return to singing, so she began recording, and over several decades recorded over 1,100 titles and wrote 270. Many of these tunes that she did were monster hits on the pop charts. This particular performance was recorded at a convention of disc jockeys in Miami in 1959, and along with George Shearing backing her, Shearing's group consisted of Shearing on piano, Ray Alexander on vibes, Toot Steelmans on guitar, Jimmy Bond on bass, Roy Haynes on drums, and Armando Praza on congas. And they're going to do the Cole Porter tune, Do I Love You?
Here she is, Peggy Lee.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's with a great deal of pleasure that I present my musical associate for the evening, Mr. George Shearing and the Quintet.
Thank you very much.
Shall we swing a little bit? Do I love you? Do I? Doesn't one and one make two? Do I love you? Do I? Does July meet a sky of blue? Would I miss you? Would I, if you ever should go away? If the sun should desert today, what would life be? Will I leave you? Never. Could the ocean leave the shore? Will I worship you forever? Hidden heaven forevermore. Do I love you? Do I? Oh, my dear, it's so easy to see. Don't you know that I do? Don't I show you I do? Just as you love me. Thank you. just as you love me.
And that was Cole Porter's tune, Do I Love You, featuring Peggy Lee on vocals, George Shearing on piano, Ray Alexander on vibes, Toot Steelmans on guitar, Jimmy Bond on bass, Roy Haynes on drums, and Armando Peraza on congas. That was from a Capitol LP released in 1959 entitled Beauty and the Beat.
Okay, now we're going to continue to highlight the jazz artistry of alto sax man James Moody. We're going to turn now to an album he cut in 1959 on the Argo label, simply called James Moody. I believe in the ensemble on this track is a fine trumpet player, underrated, overlooked trumpet player, Johnny Coles, Tom McIntosh on trombone. This is Kernan Hammerstein's composition, Yesterday.
Thank you.
There's another fine example of the flute artistry of James Moody. That was from his 1959 Argo album, simply called James Moody, and that was the Kern and Hammerstein composition, Yesterdays.
Well, next we'll hear from a big band put together by Quincy Jones. This is from a Mercury LP entitled Birth of a Band, and it's a 14-piece group. And it's this particular number is tightly arranged. It's mainly a showcase for alto saxophonist Phil Woods. It's a tune written by Billy Reed, and it's entitled The Gypsy. The Gypsy, a tune written by Billy Reed and performed there by Quincy Jones Big Band with a solo by Phil Woods on alto sax. That was from an LP entitled Birth of a Band, released on the Mercury label in 1959.
Well, by Perchance. The next track was written by Quincy Jones. It's called Keeping Up with Jonesy. And this was from James Moody's prestige album, Moody's Mood for the Blues, cut back in 1954, early in James Moody's career. And it's a nice swinging septet. There's Dave Burns there on trumpet, very overlooked, underrated trumpet player. And William Shepherd on trombone. I like the baritone sax work of Pee Wee Moore. I don't think he solos on this track, but he gives a real bottom to this group. Let's listen to Keeping Up with Jonesy. That was Keeping Up with the Joneses by Quincy Jones from James Moody's album Moody's Mood for the Blues, cut on the Prestige label back in 1954. Some fine alto sax work there by James Moody, and fine backing of James Moody and the ensemble there by Dave Burns on trumpet and Pee Wee Moore on baritone sax. So what's next on the agenda, Al?
Next we got Ray Bryant with a piano group. This is from a Cadet LP entitled Slow Freight. It features Ray on piano, Art Farmer on trumpet, Snooky Young on trumpet, Richard Davis on bass, and Freddie Watts on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Ray and Esmond Edwards entitled Slow Freight.
Mm-hmm.
it is. Come on, Ray. Whoop that down. Yeah. Thank you.
And if Slow Freight is fading down the track there, still not picking up any speed. That was Ray Bryan on piano, Art Farmer on trumpet, Snooky Young on trumpet, Richard Davis on bass, and Freddie Watts on drums. That was from a Cadet LP released in 1967 and entitled, as you might imagine, Slow Freight.
All right. Now we're going to go back to our discography of James Moody, our highlight artist. And we're going to do another track on that. I think one of his hardest swinging LPs he ever put out, of course, burned to a CD on the Argo label in June of 61 at the Jazz Show, at the Jazz Workshop, which is a premier jazz venue in San Francisco at that time. And this is a neat little septet. I don't think James Moody wanted anybody to take any solos. I can't locate any solos other than James Moody on this CD. But even though it was a septet, and even though there was Howard McGhee on trumpet in the ensemble, this is a little thing written by the piano player Key called One for Not, and I have to assume, without knowing and verifying the fact, it's probably a dedication to Nat Adderley, famous cornet player who was a brother of Cannonball Adderley, but we don't really know. Anyway, this is One for Nat. Wow, hard little swinger, cut live, as you can tell, at the Jazz Workshop in San Francisco on the Argo label in June of 1961. A little thing called One for Nat, written by the piano player on that track, Key. And although that was the septet, nobody else got any solo space. James Moody was feeling his oats that day, and he soloed all the way through on that one, even though we had an all-star trumpet player in the ensemble, Howard McGhee. He didn't get any taste of that particular track. So, okay, what do you think, Al? What are we going to do?
Well, next we'll hear from the Miles Davis Quintet. This is a classic quintet with Miles on trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. And it's from the Prestige LP entitled Relaxin' with the Miles Davis Quintet. They're going to do a Harry Warren tune entitled You're My Everything.
Thank you.
was You're My Everything, featuring the Miles Davis Quintet with Miles on trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. That was from the Prestige LP released in 1958, entitled Relaxin' with the Miles Davis Quintet. We left a do-over in there for authenticity. We figured if Miles left it in, we should too.
Not going to argue with Miles.
No.
Okay, for a better part of the last 2 hours, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. We are here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 with some swinging modern mainstream jazz, and so we hope you make a habit of joining us each Sunday night. We're going to close out the show with our highlight artist, James Moody, from his album Young at Heart on a Warner Brothers label, the cut in 1996. This, listen to the song, is You. Thank you.